Hey guys, welcome back to Honor Best Behavior. I'm Mac and I'm here with
Kelly. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Way better than the last time I talked to you.
Really?
Yeah, it was before my surgery. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's see what's been going on. What's been going on with you? Do you got anything? Summer vacation? Just cruising along?
I guess, yeah.
Did you take your meds today?
Yeah.
Did that help? You stay awake? Or were you still tired?
I felt the same.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Get closer.
I am.
Okay.
I'm
like okay.
Really close.
Okay. You're not this close.
Yeah, it's too close.
Nothing else to talk about?
Not really, no.
All right. So let's reverse. So I had my surgery and everything went fine. I woke up in recovery and I was so excited that I woke up and I saw my surgeon and I was like, hey, I see you. This is what happened in my mind.
Oh.
And I was like, did everything look smooth and soft and normal? And she's like, you know, it looked a lot more funky than I wanted it to. And she said in my mind, we need to figure out what disease is going on in your body. So for 2 weeks, I was like super worried about that. Like, oh my gosh, what did she see when she was in there? So I went and had my post-op and she said everything was great. She's like, right when I took it out, I could tell it was normal. It just was reactive, which means there was a point in my life within the past year where I was sick with some kind of, could have been a cold, could have been COVID, could have been anything. And usually lymph nodes react. That's their job. And then after they react and fight off the infection, they go back down. This one was just stubborn and didn't want to go back down, but it was fine.
Oh.
So she told me that that all those things that I concocted in my mind did not happen. And she said that was just the Profilol, which is one of the meds that they give you when they put you under anesthesia.
Oh.
So I feel like I recovered well. My incision looks pretty good. It looks way better. Like every day it's getting better. And I didn't, like, I still have a lot of numbness. She said that when she cut me open there, she had to go through a nerve. And so that's been causing me, like, I have some numbness in my ear still and in my neck, but it's getting better. And she said that that could just take a while. That's normal. So I'm all done with that. And I'm glad. So I go through that and then I go back to work. Work is fine. And I am going to go to bed one night and I'm walking down the hallway and I have my foot planted on the hardwood floor and I go to twist to turn into the bathroom because I'm going to brush my teeth. And of course, like, I couldn't have done this if I tried. There was a random shard of glass on the floor. And as somebody who collects vintage glass, that happens. And I twisted and it just twisted right all the way up into my foot and it hurt so bad. And I went into the bathroom and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to try to, you know, pull it out with the tweezers. I couldn't get it. It was hurting. And so I'm like, Justin, I need you. And I never like call out for help. I usually just like suffer through or figure it out myself. Is it Tyson? Tyson, how did you get down here? And
Justin.
So, So I am like, I can't get it. So I have him come in the bathroom. I'm like, here's what happened. I'm going to pull this apart because it, you know, the glass went in there. It like had to kind of, you could like see two sides of it. And I'm like, here's the tweezers. I don't care how bad it hurts. I just need you to pull this out. And he like gets down there and he looks at it and he like, he doesn't even try. He's like, I think we need to go to the hospital. I am not going to the hospital.
Did he actually say that?
Yes, because he felt queasy because it was bleeding quite, it was pretty deep. It was bleeding quite a bit at first before you got there. He was trying to kind of clean it out a little bit. He wasn't trying to clean it out. He was giving me the items that I needed to clean it out because he said he was feeling like queasy looking at it.
Oh my God.
So I happened to have my cell phone with me because I was going on my way to bed. And so I call you because you're downstairs. And I'm like, Mackie, I need you. And you come running upstairs. And, you know, your whole life you've been really great at, like, if I need to poke at you or prod at you, if you have a sliver, if you have a wound or anything like that, you've always been good at just sucking it up and whatever it takes to get it better.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Justin's going to hold the flashlight. I'm going to spread this cut open and you're going to dig out this shard of glass. And you were great. You just went in there and you grabbed it and you're like, and you just threw it right in the garbage. And I was kind of disappointed. I'm like, hey, I wanted to see what was in there.
Well, it was over with. So,
so anyway, you did a really good job. I think you could be a surgeon someday.
No. That was so simple.
Yeah, you did a good job. Justin couldn't hang.
Queasy.
So my foot was real sore the next day, but then I soaked it in a bucket of water with some Epsom salt. And it's been totally fine. We went to the Anoka County Fair last weekend.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories to tell? You're so quiet over there.
Yeah, I know I am.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to say.
Okay. Did you have fun at the fair?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
What did you have to eat?
Corn. Yeah.
That's about it. And some lemonade that was real sugary.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're always disappointed at that lemonade.
It's always different. It's
not consistent. You feel like it tastes different every time.
Yeah, it's not consistent.
Was it more watery or more sugary this time?
More watery.
So I love to go to the fair. I love to like get there, have a drink, go see the animals, pet them all.
Oh, that camel's like.
Yes. So highlights. I always love the ponies. There's always like a horse or two that is like super like, yeah, you know, lovey. And then it makes me want to have a horse someday, even though that's like super unreasonable.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
I also super love alpacas. And I always tell Justin, like, we should get an alpaca. We'll just train it to be like a dog. And he's like, no. And so I saw a meme on Instagram the other day and it was like super hot outside and it was like, remember to bring your animals inside, and it was a horse. It was like all on the couch, like tucked in. And so I sent it to him, like, see, a horse is bigger than an alpaca. We could do this. And so there were these little, what were they? Little baby antelopes. They were so cute. They had like the most long, lush eyelashes ever.
Oh yeah.
And they were super like tame and friendly, and they were just like, yeah, scratch me.
Yeah, they're funny.
My favorite was the camel. Who didn't spit on me. He just wanted to be itched.
Yeah.
And so I was like scratching his neck and I stopped. And he started like moving his neck up and down so that it would keep scratching him.
Yeah.
It was so funny. And he was like, you know, like when you pet a dog and it's like their spot and they start like kicking their leg.
Yeah.
This camel started like biting the fence, like it was like, oh, this feels so good.
Like,
and Emily's like, I think that camel's going to orgasm. Go, we're out of here. Baby piglets. We saw a literal hog pile.
Oh, yeah.
That was so cute.
That's funny.
And I finally got to meet Virginia Loudon, who ran for Anoka County Mayor. She unfortunately didn't win, but I saw.
There you go, Tyson.
I got something caught in my throat.
You okay?
Yeah. I saw her and I like knew she was there and I was excited and I knew she was going to be there, but it was totally not in my mind. And then I saw her and I was like, Jenny! And she like looked at me like, am I supposed to know you? Because I don't know you. Like, shit. And I'm like, you don't know me, but I voted for you. Blah, blah, blah. We bought some baked goods. And you haven't had yours. I had my blueberry buckle. It was so good. And last night I started having some of my strawberry rhubarb bar, and it was also very good. Bless you. Bless you. God. Any more?
No.
Okay. So anyway, you can look her up. She's on Instagram at Ginny Bites Life. She sells a lot of cool things, baked goods, spices. She has a food truck. She also makes some like bookmarks and cool stuff like that. So anyway, check her out. Also at the Anoka County Fair, Emily and I got these. I can't remember what they're called. What the name is?
Infinite bracelets,
eternal bracelets, forever jewelry, something like that. So it's like a bracelet that they put on you, and like it doesn't come off until you like remove it forever. And so that was a place, and I actually wrote this down because I'm really gonna try to be more diligent. At my show notes.
What are you looking for?
My show notes that I can't find.
I see.
Fudge. You know, A for effort.
Found it.
Nice. So this place that does the forever jewelry, eternity jewelry, they do necklaces, anklets, bracelets. They do eyelashes, Maybe some other stuff. But anyway, check them out. They're just right here in Andover called Forever Beauty. So I got this little bracelet and I love it.
You're funny.
I love it. Do you got anything else to add?
Not really.
Nothing crazy really happened at the fair.
No, not really anything crazy.
You didn't play any games or anything like that?
No.
I'm super excited. Amazon Fresh finally started delivering to us.
What is Amazon Fresh?
So it's Amazon, but they deliver the groceries.
Oh.
Hang on. I got to put that in my show notes.
Okay.
You're supposed to talk.
I don't know what to say, but...
So what I love about it, and you know, I know there's Instacart and all that, and I've done that in the past.
Instacart is not that good.
But my complaint with Instacart is a lot of times, like, you can put stuff in your cart and then they'll like text you and be like, hey, they don't have this. Do you want a replacement? I don't like that at all. Everything gets messed up. Sometimes, like, you want to make a recipe and then half the things that you wanted, like, they're out of stock. So anyway, yeah. Amazon Fresh, like, that doesn't happen. And what I love is I can make recipes and I can just go through like the recipe list and add to cart. And then they just bring it to my house and it saves me so much time and energy. And the fee is way cheaper. So hit them up, Styles.
Yeah.
I know something that you've done lately or that you've learned or been improving on.
Huh.
You helped me out around the house a ton this month.
Oh, really?
Do you remember?
I guess you. Kinda.
Okay. So you installed two new locks.
Yeah.
So everyone always forgets to bring a key or gets locked out of the house. And so I finally found these. I just finally thought of this. Like, duh. They have to make something for people like us. And so anyway, it's a key-coded door lock so that you don't have to have a key. As long as you know the code, you can get in. And then I'm happy that my door is locked all the time. And I'm not worried like, oh gosh, so-and-so is coming home early. They don't have a key. They're going to be locked out. So you did that.
Uh-huh.
You helped me put in my new bedroom light.
Oh, my.
So we had to, like, YouTube how to do, like, rewiring electrical. So we learned all about that. We went to, what's that store called? Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't really need to go, but we finally figured it out.
Yeah.
Just took a while. And it was really hard to do all that overhead work. But
yeah.
Once you went out and got the ladder, that was helpful.
Yeah, that was way better.
You helped me with... Oh, you helped me rehang my mirror that I had because I wanted it to be, it was kind of covering up the light switch and I didn't want that. And was there anything else that you helped out with? I feel like you're just being a little man of the house lately, helping me do all kinds of man work.
I don't know if there's anything else.
No.
Mm-mm.
So I was listening to this other podcast and I've always struggled with not having a budget. Like I didn't want to have budget my money because I don't like being like restricted, right?
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, I was listening to this podcast and they were talking about this money budget and it's called the 50-30-20. And so if you have direct deposit, you have, so you know, like I already had a checking account and a savings account.
Uh-huh.
Not that I really put anything in my savings account. But I do have that, it's called a way to save savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it does is it like every time you make a transaction, it puts a dollar into your savings account.
Uh-huh.
And then I do have like an automatic amount that goes in there every month. But I just, so what you do is 50% of your paycheck goes automatically into your checking account, which mm-hmm. is like for your bills. And what's nice is nowadays you can have stuff just automatically deducted. So pretty much what you know how much money goes in there and 50% of your money should be able to cover the cost of your bills, your rent, your internet, your phone, your electric, your garbage. I'm trying to think, your Netflix, like whatever is your bills that you have every month that are the same.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Okay. And then you have another account, which I had to open for like your fun money. And so 30% of your paycheck goes into your spending account or your fun money. And then 20% of your money just automatically goes into your savings account. So what's nice about it is you don't have to, I don't have the willpower to get paid and be like, okay, now I'm going to put this money here and this money here and this money there. This automatically does it for you. And so I've been trying that. And I had to tell Emily at the fair, like, no, I'm on a budget.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I can't remember what she wanted to get. And I was like, I am on a budget. So anyway, that's been going well. And I think it will be good for me. was my dad's birthday yesterday. He's dead. So happy birthday, Dad. Yeah. He would have been, I was trying to figure this out. So he would have been, he wasn't the best dad. So, you know, it's a bittersweet feeling. He would have been 67 years old today. And I think he died in December of 21. So he lived to 65. All right. Some things I'm looking forward to. Are you looking forward to anything?
Not really anything, no.
You have, I'm worried about you over there. Dude. You got nothing. You haven't done anything to talk about, and you have nothing exciting coming up.
I mean, I guess going to the Valley Fair with my dad.
So oh, yeah.
I forgot what day, though.
Did you talk to him?
About it?
Yeah.
Yeah, a while ago.
Like, oh, but not again recently?
No.
You got a haircut. That was exciting.
Oh, yeah.
A real haircut, not a Kelly cut.
Oh, yeah, that was a... I don't know.
It was good. You said you were happy. Like, you didn't have all that, like, fuzz on your ear. You have to tuck it behind your hood or your headphones.
Yes, I don't use a hood anymore.
Oh, okay. I like your new jacket.
It's not a jacket.
A windbreaker?
Yeah.
Is it windy downstairs?
Yep, very.
That Xbox fan just blowing?
Nope. It doesn't even work.
No, it doesn't?
You know, it does, but like the plug is so short, it doesn't reach anything.
Do you need an extension cord?
No.
Okay. Holla at me if you do. Let me tell you what I'm looking forward to. So I'm just like scrolling through Instagram, you know, like I do. And I see like, so one of my favorite authors, her name is Lisa Jewell. She's going on a book tour. And a lot of authors go on book tours. They never come to Minnesota. They go to New York. They go to Chicago. They go to California. They go like to the East Coast. And I'm looking like, oh, just maybe. No shit. She's coming to Hopkins, Minnesota for a book signing. So it's at this place in Hopkins. I'm super excited about it. And I'm going to look it up right now so I can put it in my show notes because I'm trying to get better about that.
All right.
It is at Cream and Amber. Well, it's actually at the Hopkins Center for Arts. But Cream and Amber is hosting it. And it's also this literature lovers night out. They have beer. They have wine. You get to take your picture. You get to buy a book. You get to get it signed. And so bonus, this other author that I really like. Sorry, I'm so excited I can't even talk.
I see that.
Is going to be there. And his name is Alan Eskins, and he is from, yes, me and Emily bought tickets. He's from Minnesota, and like all his books that he writes take place in Minnesota. So I like that. He's relatable, and when I'm reading the book, I can envision like where it took place at. So I am excited about that.
That's good.
And last but not least, I'm excited for the Minnesota State Fair coming up.
When is it going to be? How many like days?
How many
is
days?
Is it like 3 weeks?
I think it's, well, it starts on a Thursday.
On a it's Thursday, like 3 weeks, right?
I think it's 3 weeks from Thursday. One, two, boom. 3 weeks from Thursday. You're right.
Yep. You already know.
We have to go school clothes shopping for you.
When?
I mean, we usually go around after the state fair.
Oh, yeah, true.
But I'm making your dad take you too. Like, last year I spent way too much money on all your stuff, and I need more help in life, so.
All right.
We'll split it up 50-50. Nothing? Nothing?
Nothing? I don't know.
What was I going to put in my... Oh, yeah. I have to put this in my show sheet,
what?
Maggie. This book place.
Oh.
Because when I tag all these people, then they're going to be like, oh, my gosh. Honor Best Behavior gave us a shout out. So we're going to listen to all their episodes, and we're going to tell all our friends about them.
Oh, okay.
And then they're going to get monetized. All right. Cream and Amber. And I'm also putting Lit Lovers Night Out.
What?
Lit Lovers Night Out.
All right. Why are you writing your notes?
Because I'm then, so when I'm uploading this and editing it, and then I'm like, oh, what am I going to write in here? I don't remember anything that we talked about.
Oh.
That's why I'm trying to pay attention as we go, because, you know, I'm sure that I'm part of why you have ADD.
Oh, yeah, really?
Okay, so I want to do a little podcast pivot. This is my new idea.
Okay.
And we've done some of these a little bit, but I just want to be more diligent and do a little bit more of this.
Okay.
So I was trying to think, like, you know, what are hot topics that we could talk about? What are things that people maybe wish they knew more about? I feel like our focus on our best behavior is really for McCoy and I to connect and talk about teenage issues as he progresses through middle school and now to high school. So last time we talked about birth control. This time I want to talk about, I know we've talked about this before, but just a little more focus on depression and anxiety. You're bored with it already?
Dude, I don't have any of those.
I know, but I still want to talk about it, and you can pipe up about it.
Right.
And then I have one more thing that I kind of wanted to talk about, just a little bit of like infertility questions.
Okay.
So also, if you have any topics, women's health related, especially teenage school issues. I want to do like a peer pressure episode, a school violence episode. If you are, I also would really love to do an episode on like transgender or non-binary or anything like that, because what? I wish that I could be more educated on it and I just don't know a lot about it. So anyway, if you want to be a guest and come and talk about that, that'd be great. So, that's all I got. I don't want to repeat myself. All right. Ready? Now, your mom struggles with, that's me, your mom, just your struggles mom. With anxiety, anxiety. That I feel like my anxiety brings on my depression. And I think it is a super genetic thing. It is very, it runs in your family, I think on both sides.
Come here.
So I just want you to be aware. Also, having ADHD, which I'd like to do an episode more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson. That increases your chance of having more depression or anxiety. So I just want you to be aware so that you can recognize any signs and you can always talk to me, your mom, about anything that Tyson, you need to. You know that, okay? Podcast right. Puppy, we didn't ask you to be a guest today.
He loves being a guest.
All right. So depression. Depression affects your whole body. It involves your body, your mood, your mind. Depression is deeper than just feeling blue or unhappy, and it does not mean that you're weak. It's not a sign of personal weakness, which a lot of people think that it is. It's important to recognize that depression is, in fact, an illness, and just like any other illness, it requires treatment. So there's no clear cause on why people get depressed. It can be linked to chemical imbalance in the brain. It can be have to do with your environmental health, your mental and physical health, and any genetics. But women are twice as likely to have depression than men.
Why?
Because we have these crazy hormones in our body that fluctuate, and women take on a lot of additional stress that men typically don't take on. We work full time, and then we also pretty much try to, you know, run a household. And if that's not your situation, you're lucky. Hang on. You made me lose my... Okay. So hormonal changes, puberty, when you get older, you go through menopause and pregnancy makes your hormones kind of out of whack. And so does after you have your baby. So all those things can kind of, you know, fluctuate your moods. And sometimes it's hard to get out of that. So after having a baby, women have hormonal and physical changes. So our body changes, our mood changes. Now we are solely responsible for another human being. And sometimes that can lead to postpartum depression. And statistically, 1 in 5 women experience this. Now let me tell you my postpartum depression story. I totally had postpartum depression after you were born, but I didn't want anybody to know. And I worked in women's health, and it was just not as talked about back then. And, you know, I personally felt like I knew so much that I shouldn't be experiencing the things that I was feeling. But looking back now, my mom told me that she was going to come over every single day for 2 weeks and help me out so that I could sleep and just kind of learn how to be a mom. She didn't do that. Your dad wasn't home a lot. I think he was also going through some things. And he had taken a job overnight, so he would sleep all day, work all night. I just felt very alone. I felt super exhausted. I would, you know, be up at night with you breastfeeding, pumping, and I would just not be getting great sleep. You woke up a ton. You didn't sleep through the night. This is not your fault. I mean, I love you and you're so cute. And I wish that I could be a mom to you as when you were a baby now, knowing what the, you know, how I am now versus then. But I remember I would like make myself something to eat or even just a bowl of cereal. And as soon as I would sit down to eat it, like you would cry and you would need to eat and then you would need to be changed. And then I was just like, fuck it.
Oh my God.
And so it would, you know, you'd get frustrated. You were also born in the middle of winter. It was super hard to get out of the house. I felt like I would feed you. I would change you. I would bundle you up. I would get you in your car seat. And then as soon as like we got in the car, you would like it'd start all over again. Like you'd be hungry again. You weren't a big eater. You would just like kind of like barely eat.
Uh-huh.
You were still healthy and you still grew okay. But it was just really tough. I also feel like I had a lot of sadness that my freedom was not taken away from me because I chose to have you. But I just felt like not independent. Like I couldn't just like get in the car and go up to the store. And this is before Instacart and Amazon and all of those things. So for me to be able to like have to run to the store and grab something, I'd have to get you ready, mm-hmm. get you in the car, get you out of the car, get a cart, get you in the cart, find what I need, check out, get you back in the car. Then you would cry, you know. Then I'd have to like get the stuff in the house, get you in the house. It's just very overwhelming. So also probably leaned a little too hard on alcohol to kind of numb everything out. So, you know, that was a struggle. I definitely feel like in my past I have not been an alcoholic, but probably leaned on alcohol to get me through some tough times. And I'm really glad to say that I think that I have overcome that. Nothing? You got nothing to say? Okay. So postpartum depression, like I was in that state for a very long time. It didn't just last a day or a couple weeks. And sometimes you can get that where it lasts a short term. And that is just called the baby blues. So baby blues are normal. So anyway, if you are having postpartum depression, you know, don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel like you can't talk to somebody. I feel like people have done a really good job of normalizing it because it is maybe not normal, but more common than we'd like to think that it is. Counseling, therapy always helps. You know, don't be so afraid of taking a medication. And if you feel like somebody that you know is experiencing signs of depression, you know, talk to them. Just offer to help them. Even if it's just to come over and hold their baby or feed their baby so they can lay down and take a nap, like that goes a really long way. Offer to do the dishes, load the dishwasher, bring over a meal. Like all those things really, really, really do
better
help.
Do dishes.
All right. So signs of postpartum depression can be persistent sadness, loss of interest in activities that you used to like. You don't experience joy. You don't have much of an appetite. You eat constantly. You have a weight loss, weight gain, poor sleep, low energy, poor libido, poor focus. So, feeling of guilt, hopeless, worthlessness. In severe cases, thoughts of suicide.
Suicidal.
And also obsessive worry about baby's well-being, which I had that also. I was constantly worried you were going to die of SIDS.
What is
you weren't
SIDS?
Breathing. It's like when you sleep and then like you kind of like suffocate.
Oh, yeah.
And you die. And I think that's really sad. And so I was always worried, like, are you still breathing? You slept longer than you usually do. I better go check on you. Are you alive?
I was dead.
No, you weren't.
I was
it's not
dead.
Funny because that happens.
I mean, it was me, so.
Here you are. Thank God. We have a pact. You have to live longer than me.
Maybe. I'm playing.
Boy.
I will.
All right. So I feel like my postpartum stems from my initial problem, which is anxiety. So everybody has anxiety. Anxiety is a natural part of the body's defense system. It kind of like helps alert us. Like if we are walking through a parking lot and we feel somebody is looking at us, like it kind of makes us be more aware. But normal is just a vague sensation of worry. But actually having complete anxiety is when the response happens at inappropriate times, when you shouldn't have to be worried, when there's no apparent threat. Anxiety can become an issue when it interferes with your everyday life. It's hard to control and it occurs for months. Some anxiety is way out of proportion and, you know, like you'll be just consumed by irrational worry. But other anxieties occur when there really isn't a clear threat or trigger. So my anxiety story, I've always had anxiety, but it's strange to me that as I've gotten older, it's actually was getting worse. So I feel like I overcame a lot. I divorced your dad. I felt like I finally, that weight was, I know, I'm trying to think of the right words over there. Ooh. Silence. I felt like I finally had a huge weight lifted off of me. I had some huge life changes. I had a job change that wasn't necessarily something that I wanted. I get anxiety about not getting enough sleep at night. Like I can't fall asleep. And then I'm only going to get 7 hours of sleep. I'm only going to get 6 hours of sleep. I'm only going to get 6.5 hours of sleep. So that was really messing me up. And I just felt like every day, like at work, I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what my day was going to be like. I didn't know so many things. And I just felt out of control in that aspect. And I also felt like, you know, I found Justin and he was so good to me and I felt so happy. And I finally felt like I have overcame so much. And overall, I'm happier in my life than I've ever been. But why do I feel like a failure? And why am I such a nervous Nelly? So I finally gave in and I went on medication. I had made so many appointments for like a consult about it and canceled it because I was just too worried. I'm really worried right now when I'm looking at the computer that I don't know. I'm just looking at the thing. All right. Hopefully it's fine.
Okay.
So talk to your healthcare provider. It's okay. Come in. Talk about things that, you know, sometimes people have like a clear trigger to their anxiety. It's a lot like addiction. Sometimes a traumatic event in your life will trigger these things. And sometimes they just kind of spiral out of control for no reason. So just like depression, anxiety is an illness and it can respond well to treatment. And that is counseling and medication. So be open to one or both things and figure out how to cope.
Goofy.
And, you know, I went to therapy. I had had two panic attacks within 5 months. And finally, I was like, okay, maybe I need to go to therapy. I was like, I can't afford it. It's so expensive. But I went to therapy. I found a girl I really liked. And I will put her also in my show notes.
Why did I go to therapy?
Because when you went to therapy when you were little.
I didn't need it, though.
Well, here's the deal. I don't think that you needed it either. But when they were diagnosing you with ADHD, they said that you had to do both medication and therapy because that would give you coping skills to deal with your ADHD. But I feel like you were too young to even understand what was going on, that it wasn't helpful. But
trash.
That's fine.
Trash.
Maybe when you get older, you'll need it.
Nah, again. Never again.
No, it's okay to talk to somebody.
No, I just don't think I will need it because I'm never going to get depressed.
Okay.
I'm not like that.
Okay. Never say never.
No.
All right. So what you can do about anxiety is just remember, you can't control everything. Try to deal with the moment in time. And what's that? There's a saying I always say, I can't control everything. I'm not going to control the things I can't. Exercise is good. I'm really terrible at that. Stay away from caffeine. I'm really terrible at that. Stay away from nicotine. Always good. Stay sober. A lot of times if you are having a lot of anxiety and then you use alcohol or street drugs, that can really enhance your anxiety. People think that it helps make them numb and they don't feel as much, but that is not true. It actually, that's why people continuously have to get high or have to get drunk, because they think that it's helping them numb it, but it's not going away. I mean, they're in that constant state. Watch Intervention. You will know. You're so cute. stress management, meditation. I did a lot of like positive, I can't remember what it's called, but like positive, uh-oh, 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 hang on.